Welcome back, and in this lesson we're going to give a mid-bass that warm, tape-style grit and a more human feel in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB energy. The big idea here is simple. We do not want a bass line that feels perfectly snap to the grid and totally sterile. We want it to feel played, a little uneven in the note lengths, a little loose in the timing, a little bit of pitch-like movement from the synth or modulation, and then that warm, slightly worn saturation that gives it attitude without wrecking the sub. That's especially important in drum and bass, because the mid-bass lies in a really important part of the mix. It has to work with the breakbeat, sit above the sub, and still leave room for the snare and kick to hit hard. If the mid-bass is too clean and too rigid, the whole track can feel flat. But if we humanize it in a controlled way, suddenly it starts bouncing with the drums instead of fighting them. So let's build this up in a beginner-friendly way using stock Ableton tools only. First, start with a simple mid-bass sound. You can use Wavetable, Operator, or Analog, or any basic bass patch that has a strong mid-range character. For this lesson, we are not trying to design the sub. Keep the sound focused more in the mid-range, somewhere around 150 to 800 Hz, where it can add body and grit without taking over the low end. If you're working in a D minor vibe, good note choices could be something like D, F, and A, maybe in a low register. Keep the MIDI clip short at first, maybe one or two bars. Repetition is actually useful here, because it makes the small changes much easier to hear. Before we add any grit, let's clean the sound up a bit so the movement is easier to notice. Put an EQ8 on the bass track and remove any unwanted rumble below the useful range. If there's some sub clutter down there, a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is usually enough. If the bass feels too wide, use utility to keep it centered. For a mid-bass, especially in DNB, you usually want it pretty controlled and mostly mono-friendly. At this stage, also keep the level sensible. Leave yourself some headroom. Saturation sounds much better when it is not being pushed into clipping too early. Now open the MIDI clip and start shaping the notes like a real player would. This is where the human feel begins. Shorten some notes so they do not all end exactly on the grid. Leave tiny gaps between repeated notes. Make some notes a little longer than others. You can think of it like a little conversation. One note holds, the next one answers, the next one cuts off quickly. That kind of variation is what stops a loop from sounding robotic. For a simple starting approach, give your main notes a little more length, maybe around half a beat to a full beat, and keep the filler or ghost notes shorter, maybe 1/8 or 1/4 of a beat. You don't need huge changes. Even tiny note length differences can make a bass line feel much more natural. Then move into velocity. This is a really easy way to add life. Don't make every note the same strength. Let the downbeat notes hit harder, maybe around 95 to 110, and let the lighter support notes sit lower, maybe around 55 to 85. If everything is identical, the bass feels machine-made. If some notes lean in and others back off, it starts feeling like a player responding to the drums. And that's the key idea here. The bass should feel like it is reacting to the breakbeat. Now let's add a little timing looseness with a groove pool. Ableton is great for this because you can add swing and feel without destroying the pocket. Start with a very light groove, maybe around 5 to 15% timing. Keep velocity adjustment small too, or even near zero if you only want the timing movement. You usually want just enough swing so the bass breathes with the drums, not so much that it feels late or sloppy. If the bass starts fighting the snare, back the groove off a bit. If it feels too stiff, nudge it a little more. The sweet spot is usually subtle. In DNB, tiny timing changes can completely change the feel, so use a light touch. Now it's time for the grit. Add Ableton Saturator to the bass and start with a small amount of drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if needed, and then lower the output so you are matching the original loudness. That way you're judging the tone, not just the volume. What we're going for here is warm, tape-like thickness, not nasty fuzz, not harsh digital crunch, just enough harmonic edge to make the bass feel worn in, alive, and a little bit old hardware flavored. If the sound still feels too clean, push the drive a little more. But listen carefully. The moment it starts losing definition, back off. In DNB, especially jungle and old-school inspired stuff, the bass needs character, but the kick, snare, and sub still need to breathe. A really good beginner trick is to duplicate the bass track. Keep one version clean, and make another version dirty with saturator, maybe a bit of EQ shaping too. Then blend the gritty layer underneath the clean one. That way you keep the note definition and get the attitude from the second layer. This is a very common mixing move in heavier drum and bass, because it gives you weight without sacrificing clarity. Now let's introduce some subtle movement so the loop does not feel frozen. The safest beginner option is auto filter. Put it on the bass and automate the cutoff very slightly. You do not need wild sweeps. Even a small filter movement over one or two bars can make the bass feel much more alive. You might gently open the filter a little during a phrase, then close it slightly at the end to create a response feeling. That little bit of tone movement can work really well in a jungle context, because it feels like the bass is answering the drums. You can also use this as a tension tool in the arrangement. For example, open the filter a touch in a build-up, then let it settle back down when the drop lands. Now listen to the bass with the breakbeat. This part is super important. Do not judge it in solo for too long. A bass line can sound great by itself and still be wrong once the drums are in. In DNB, the relationship between the bass and the break is everything. Listen for the spaces between the kick and snare. If the bass is crowding the snare, pull a note away or shorten it. If there is a gap that feels empty, place a short bass hit there. That kind of call and response is classic jungle language. It gives the track that chopped, physical, reactive feel. If your drums are amen style or heavily chopped, the bass can really lock in by landing in the spaces between the transients. Short ghost style bass notes work especially well here. They make the groove feel interlocked, not stacked. Now let's make sure the low end stays disciplined. If you have a separate sublayer, keep it simple and mono. Let the sub stay stable while the mid bass carries the movement. That separation is what keeps the mix strong. Use utility if needed to keep the mid bass centered, and if the sound gets boxy, use EQA to cut some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. If the grit gets too sharp, you can also tame some harshness around 2 to 5 kHz. The goal is not to make the bass soft. The goal is to make sure the humanized movement lives in the groove, not in low-end mess. At this point, start adding a few tiny arrangement changes so the bass line feels like it's performed across the track. For example, remove the last note of every fourth bar, or add one little pickup note before the phrase restarts, or make bar 8 slightly different from bar 1. These tiny changes stop the loop from sounding copy-pasted. You can also automate saturator drive up by just a dB or two in a final drop bar, or make one short fill note before a drum fill. That kind of small variation goes a long way in old school DNB. It creates shape, tension, and release, even when the bass line itself stays simple. A useful way to think about it is this. The bass does not need to constantly change. It just needs one detail to change every few bars. That could be note length, velocity, filter cutoff, or saturation amount. One thing changes, and suddenly the listener feels movement. And here's a really important coach note, do movement in layers. Do not rely on one huge trick. Let timing do a little work. Let note length do a little work. Let tone do a little work. Small changes add up fast. A good humanized mid-bass usually sounds slightly imperfect, but very intentional. Also, trust the groove more than the sound alone. A bass line with average tone but great rhythm often feels better than a huge sound with weak phrasing. In drum and bass, the rhythm is often what makes the bass line feel dangerous. If you want a quick reality check, mute the drums for a second and listen to the bass. Then bring the drums back. If the bass suddenly feels more alive when the break returns, you're on the right track. Let's recap what we've done. We started with a simple mid-bass idea. We cleaned it up so the movement would be easier to hear. We humanized the MIDI by changing note lengths and velocities. We added a light groove pool swing for controlled looseness. We used saturator to create warm, tape-style grit. We added subtle auto-filter movement for life and tension. And we made sure the bass works with the breakbeat, not against it. That's the core of humanized mid-bass for warm old-school DNB vibes in Ableton Live 12. If you want to practice this properly, try a quick 15-minute challenge. Make a 2-bar bass clip in D minor, keep it simple, change at least 3 note lengths, vary a couple of velocities, add a light groove, add a touch of saturation, and automate a small filter movement. Then loop it against a chopped breakbeat and listen for how it locks in. If it feels too stiff, loosen the timing a bit. If it feels muddy, reduce the saturation or cut some low mids. If it feels too thin, add a little more drive or lengthen the strongest notes. The goal is not perfection. The goal is vibe. Make it feel like a bass player leaning into the rhythm, not a MIDI clip stuck on repeat. And once it locks with the break, that's when the jungle magic really starts happening.